Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some entertainment news for you in a little bit. Got some other fun topics for you lined up that we'll get into as well. The most popular song at a wedding. We'll get into that. What are the most popular songs at weddings?
I've heard them all.
There's a reason I have this one for you. All of that coming up, along with, of course, where we kick off the hour on every Thursday, our Pet of the Week from the South County Humane Society. That howl tells us, oh, we know now. Now we know. It's time for our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. We have Denise in with us. And real quickly, do want to shout out to all of our businesses out there. Not a better way use of your dollar than attaching yourself to a nonprofit like our Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Reach out to our front desk. Pam will put you in touch with our sales team. Sponsor this segment. We will be raving about you for months. Go ahead and get on that at 424-1300. Give Pam a call. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Always better when you're in studio and we get to hang out a little bit like yesterday. Thanks so much for coming down.
Oh, thanks for having us. It was an amazing event. Greatly organized.
Well, we appreciate you and so many of our nonprofits being down here. It's not only fun and great for our listeners to be able to talk with you guys and interact and maybe ask questions that they wouldn't have had a chance to otherwise, but it's such the essence of what we do here at WFHR. So it truly is not the same without having our nonprofits a part of that event. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you did double duty, back-to-back days here at everything. Hey, appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Because we appreciate you so much, I have a good story that I wanted to share with you. A dog recently a dog was rescued from a canal and reunited with its family after a 6-year absence.
Whoa.
6 years.
Wow.
So the and a shout out to these officers, these firefighters that saved this dog that was stuck in this canal, which was a great story already. Mm-hmm. But then they checked the chip and they find that this dog's been missing for 6 years.
Wow.
And the family did not get another dog because they just believed this dog was going to come home one day.
Wow. Really?
Wow. That's a remarkable story.
They never get old. These stories never get old. You can go shout out to Ben Hooper. You can find the complete article at upi.com if you'd like, or the Good News Network. I encourage you to check that out. Denise, other good news for us, things going on at the Humane Society. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. How are things at the shop?
They're excellent. We are running on all cylinders. We're full of kittens and cats, and we're doing well with dogs. We got some little ones in, and the staff is taking very good care of them.
Mm. When it comes to those animals over there, is there anything we could really help out with? Anything you need more than other things?
Cat litter. We're running through a lot of it right now. We had to order more pellets because the kittens can only use pellets for litter, but the regular litter is going quickly too.
I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy stock in something, cat litter.
Yes, like, we talked about this yesterday. It's true.
I don't know why it's not more popular. Right? I don't know why the stocks for cat litter are more popular. And we can help you out. We encourage you to help out the Humane Society with that. And certainly wet cat food and other things like that. Really, if you're picking something up for your furry friend, you can grab an extra. It's always greatly appreciated by the Humane Society.
Yes, it is.
You also have some wonderful events coming up, Denise. We touched on a little bit, but I wanted to make sure to mention here and so people out there can put them on their calendars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5K9 Run Walk coming up September 20th. Registration is live. We have all of our sponsors and our WAG bag donators, but we need people to register. We have paper copies at the shelter, or you can go on our website and hit the link for one cause.
WAG bag.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
I know, I didn't come up with it. I can't take credit.
That's great, though.
Still, though.
And you can register online right now, as Denise was saying. Go over to the website, swchs.com, and you'll find that. Be sure to get in that deadline before August 29th and get yourself a t-shirt and the WAG bag and all that. But know that when you're doing all of this, too, you're signing up and helping out our Humane Society. You're literally investing in the Humane Society and helping them out do the work that they're doing, along with getting some some exercise, getting out.
That's right.
We have a lot of these throughout the summer. We don't have as many that go into fall or that kind of. I love when we have these. To me, I've been a part of a lot of these, and these are the best time of year to do them, really, because the weather is, you know, here is just that right temperature.
A little cooler is easier to walk, run in, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to, I don't know if it's the last one of the season, but I think it might be.
It might be.
It's just nice to have one more, too.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know if people can bring their dogs with when they're walking? Or
I think
some they allow, some they don't. But
yeah,
since it's the Red Sands.
Maybe they are. I apologize for not knowing that answer.
Okay.
But I thought someone said dogs are not allowed on that. At this run, but I will come back with that information. I promise.
I got the flyer right here.
Oh, okay.
The event will be held rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can register online and bring your pets or Suffolk County alum. So like a pet you adopted or
Thank
something.
You.
Oh,
that's very cool. That. Yeah. Thanks for looking that up.
Animals must stay leashed. They must bring proof of current rabies vaccinations, and the Humane Society does reserve the right to deny any aggressive animals. So certainly, you know your animal better than anybody.
Right.
You know that if it's good in these kind of situations or not.
Yeah.
But if you got a loving dog or something that would love to be a part of something like this, here's an opportunity to give them some new smells.
Right. Socialization.
One thing I learned the hard way from my fur brother, Sam, I always took him on the same path. I always took him on the same walks.
Yeah.
And then talking with Beth from the former Humane Society in your position, we were talking about it, and she's like, well, that's nice. That's great. But, how much do you watch the same old shows? You know, how often do you watch the same TV show is the way that we kind of worded it together. And that's giving your dog and your animal new smells, new things
to do.
So take them on different walks. Take them on different paths from time to time. Change it up. It's not only good for you, but good for your furry friend.
Yeah,
and something like this, man, the amount of, if they get to go to Red Sands, that's like getting cable for the first time.
You're
just flipping. You're just going through all those smells.
Yeah, and the path around the lake is so beautiful.
Sign up today at swchs.com. Denise, who is our pet of the week?
We are going to go with Joan. She is a female 2-year-old, came to us as a puppy, was adopted out, and then returned recently, living situation. She is a, I want to say, pointer lab mix. Beautiful dog. She has really light eyes. I don't think she's on the website yet. She is, I believe, still having her vet appointment today, but she will be on the website. She's young, she's gorgeous, very calm, and good for as a family dog.
Nice.
And she has all of her, things, so that's great. While she's not on the website, if she sounds like a good pet for you out there, I encourage you to reach out and you can find out more.
Come on in and we can introduce you to her and your family.
Yeah, encourage you to do that, everybody. And, Denise, I want to do something here. Every once in a while, if you don't mind, I'd like to have like an honorable mention for the pet of the week.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to do this. There is a beautiful black cat named Wednesday.
Yes.
That it just got the greatest eyes. Mm-hmm. It is like the definition of a beautiful cat.
Yeah.
Like, it just really is. And
Wednesday
I love the name Wednesday. I like that. I like that it's named Wednesday and everything. It's a really cool one. There's also Wendy there, too. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
your decision-making skills, man. Especially
really?
When it comes to animals.
Really, really. They should not be trusted. No. You're so right about this. We encourage you to check out all of these animals. Oh, Sugar Pop. Oh, that's a great one. There's a South Dakota one, Seth. There's one.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Go to swchs.com and fall in love as quickly as I do. Head on over there at swchs.com and check out these animals. And Denise, the name of our pet of the week again?
Joan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joan. Find out more about Joan, too, and going over there. And, of course, reach out to them for other things as well, whether you can drop off things or maybe you want to help volunteer. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-05. Find them on Facebook, like their page, and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Stop on down with those items that you're able to pick up. 3621 64th Street North. Can't miss them. Right there. You cannot miss that beautiful building. And, of course, bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. That's where you can register for the 5K9 walk run. You can also find out more about these great animals. And, again, fall in love with every single one of them like I do every week. Denise, we're already looking forward to next Thursday. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great day. Say hi to the staff for us, too.
Will do. Thanks.
Seth and I will be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. in kind of an 80s mood today.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Big shout out to Denise.
Yes.
Back-to-back days here joining us from the Southland County Humane Society.
Pretty darn awesome.
Be listening every Thursday for our Pet of the Week from the Humane Society. We appreciate them. Find out more at swchs.com. Head on over there. Bookmark that page. Find out more about that 5K run walk that they're doing coming up. All of those things. Let's go ahead and dive into some entertainment news, Seth.
All right, let's do it.
And William Shatner is writing a new book, and he wants you to interview. And wants to interview you,
huh?
Well, maybe.
What?
The book is called William Shatner ... and you. It'll feature personal reflections from fans on how his work touched them. He asked people to submit stories about how he's influenced their lives.
Oh, goodness.
And if he chooses yours to be included in his book, he will personally interview you, and that conversation may be included as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Shatner says, quote, "My greatest joy has been connecting the connection I've shared with fans over the years. The book is a celebration of them, their stories, their passion, and the bond we've built together."
Mm-hmm.
The catch is that you have to pre-order the book if you want to submit your story. The book is due out later next year. So I've said this many times, and I would actually submit this to Mr. Shatner with all the respect in the world.
Okay.
I don't believe in the history of entertainment there is anybody who has done more with less.
Right.
I don't think that William Shatner is a thespian. I don't think William Shatner is a great singer. I don't think William Shatner is any of these things.
Nope.
That handsome of a man, even, or anything. But just the collective unit that he is, there is something there that works. There's something there that makes sense. There's something there that is talent and skill and all of these things, even if you can't put your finger on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have studied entertainment like few things in this world since I was a child.
Right.
And I've still to this day never seen somebody do so much with not being the most talented person in the room or anything like that. He's got how many Emmys? He's got how many record sales? He's got multiple TV show hits.
How about bestsellers?
Bestsellers.
He's written a ton of books too.
Multiple decades. We can go ahead and point to Star Trek, but you've got T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker.
You have Boston Legal.
Yep.
You've got in multiple decades, multiple hits. Like what he has done with his career is earth shattering. It's incredible, and done it
right.
Not changed once. Like every character he's played is the same.
Basically the same.
Yeah. And he's gotten away with it, man. He's in a good way. I mean, all of this with respect. Yeah. He's accomplished a heck of a lot more than I have.
First of all, I have to dispute you on one thing. All right. When he was younger, he was actually quite lovely.
He was quite handsome when he was younger.
Good call. I'll give him that. But I think that no matter what it is, he still has that charisma that comes across on the screen, and it's not connected to his acting talent. It's just something that's magnetic about him that people like. And you are so right, man. He has turned that into a magnificent career. I mean, it's truly magnificent.
The other thing that I would compliment and credit him with, along with that piggybacking off it, A and B, 1A, 1B, is few people have marketed themselves better.
100%.
Or done a better job working the system.
Yeah.
And the idea that, if you're a huge William Shatner fan and you could be in his book, I imagine that means a lot. Enough to where you would pre-order the book.
And just canny, like you said, that's a very smart marketing tool.
As corny or as much as lame or any of these words I could throw at it, I also have to bow my head. I have to
tip the hat.
Yep. I've never heard of that before. Well done. That's it. I mean, I don't like it. It is a little tacky to me. I wouldn't do it. But more credit. Like if some artist was going to do this, the guy that could get away with it is William Shatner.
Right. Right. And you are so right, man. He's done that. I mean, he's written books. He's quote unquote written books with help from ghostwriters and all that kind of thing. Yeah. He doesn't have the time to, sit down and write a book, He's got ideas, though, and everything. He's leaned into it.
Yes.
His entire career. He realized what he had. And he's willing to make fun of himself. He was willing to do all of these things. And it's worked. It's absolutely worked.
Shatner has also been a groundbreaker in a lot of things that TV weren't being done before him. and what he did. One of my favorite TV stories of all time is that interracial kiss, mm-hmm. and how the producers and the TV executives did not want it to happen.
No, they did not.
So you could tell the story better.
Actually, I'm not sure what story you're talking about here.
They set up and it's written one way that they're going to kiss.
Okay.
Then the TV executives come down and say, no, we are not going to have an interracial kiss or anything like that. Shatner says, okay, we'll do that. So they only have time for 3 takes. The first take, his eyes are closed. The second take, he kisses her like on the ear or something like that. And then the final take, he kisses her. And they had to go with that
one. They could use?
It's only one they could
use. I had not heard that story before. Wow.
It meant so much to him, and he mm-hmm. thought it was such an important thing. And I will say, too, part of it was, and I do feel a kinship to this, part of it was also just the rebellious spirit he had.
Yeah.
Where he was going to push back. He was going to do that.
It's such
a cool story. And there's people who could tell it much better and everything, but that's the gist of it. That's a great story. Also, one of the greatest SNL bits ever. And when I talk about people that can self-deprecate and everything and they get the joke, he's one of the main guys I think of. Yeah. You're so right about that. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Star Trek convention, late 90s, early 90s, SNL bit.
Right.
And they're asking him this question. He just looks at the audience. He's like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you people get a life? Like it's so dramatic. It's so well done by him and everything.
The fact that he was always the opposite at actual conventions. He was very accessible, and he love being with the people. So
you hear longtime Trekkies talk about him and Leonard Nimoy at those conventions mm-hmm. and how appreciative they were. Really, the whole cast. I never heard a bad thing about anybody on that cast.
Yeah, they knew they knew that this was important. Yeah. So,
it's not my thing. Star Trek was never my thing or anything, but I have a lot of respect for a lot of the history and the lore of that, and certainly the fan base of that,
to be sure,
and a lot of respect for Paul Reubens. Reubens is, of course, famously known as Pee Wee Herman. I always looked at him as much more than that as an adult, just because of the performer and what he did with Phil Hartman's career, who I love to this day.
Sure.
Lookalike contests seem to be more popular than ever these days, and we wanted to give you guys a heads up on this one if you wanted to be a part of it. The Coney Island is hosting a Pee Wee Herman lookalike contest this Sunday.
Oh, whoa.
So you got some time. You can get on over there. If you're a Pee Wee lookalike, maybe get over there. Not only is it to honor the late Paul Reubens, but also to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Of course, Pee Wee costumes are expected, but there will also be a category for those who want to dress up as their favorite characters from Pee Wee's Playhouse or the movie or anything like that. Yep. I would love to show up as Cowboy Curtis. I would like to show up as Cowboy Curtis. I think that'd be fun.
Very good.
So the Miss Yvonne, Cowboy Curtis, Jambi. Oh, I forgot about Jambi.
Jambi.
Oh, that doesn't age well. Large Marge, Dottie. A co-host for the contest says, quote, "We can't wait to see how creative the people of New York and beyond are going to get."
Yes. Fantastic.
Of all the lookalike contests, that's a pretty fun
idea. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because of the very, the distinctive look of Pee Wee Herman, which was, for me, part of the charm was the absurdity of the character. And of course, Paul Reubens was a fantastic performer, and he embodied it, in his soul, he was Pee Wee Herman. And I think it's great. I think it's so cool. I love the idea that Pee Wee Herman has become this icon now.
Yeah.
Because I remember there were a lot of people who hated him when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah.
People who just pushed back. They either didn't get the joke or they just thought it was whatever.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of people who didn't like it.
I think part of the reason why I try to pay respect to him now is because I was... Pee Wee's Playhouse, I was young enough to where I got into it a little bit, but it was mainly because my brother and sister liked it. The movie, I it was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of my cult favorites or anything like that.
Right.
It wasn't until being an adult and seeing a lot of his live work way before those shows, seeing like, oh, I see what he was doing here. And he was actually kind of trying to do something that was actually a bit of a head of its time.
It was.
There are a slew of adult cartoons out there nowadays. There are networks built for it.
Yeah, right.
What he was doing was adult humor, kid adult humor.
Right.
He was doing something like that, taking a different angle on this. Mm-hmm. And it, really ahead of his time on some of that stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And a complete actor. One of my favorite guest spots in the history of Murphy Brown was him as Murphy's secretary.
Right.
He was so sneaky good in that role. and half the people didn't even know it was him.
No. Fantastic.
Good performer. performer and one to do to honor there and everything. And, I gotta during our news break here, I gotta Google Cowboy Curtis costumes. I gotta see if I can find one. Anybody going to Coney Island?
Yeah.
Anybody?
You'll hitchhike.
I will. We encourage you to get on over to WFHR.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Yes.
We got a new one that is going to be hot off the presses and in your email box at noon today. Melissa and the team are hard at work on that one. And so I want to spend a special shout out to Melissa, not just for the work that she puts into this, but her great article, WFHR's Parking Lot Party 85 Years. Yes. It is a wonderful trip down memory lane.
Yes.
And incredibly well written. Yeah. And one of her better pieces. I encourage
great
you to check
that out.
Great
pictures, too, by the way. She included some great photos in there, some vintage stuff.
Terry Barr's article on the Canadian wildfire smoke. It is a really in-depth and a good, thoughtful piece. I encourage you to check that out. Our main man, Michael, has got our rafters concluding, but the football beginning and a great article about that. The article on the Wood County Sheriff's Department Melissa put together from my interview with Sheriff Becker is really nice as well. There's a lot of great stuff
there. I would encourage people to really read that article because it's very important to understand, because we've been hearing lots of stuff about what's going on with ice and everything, and not only in the country, but in Wisconsin now, we're starting to hear things. It's really great to hear what the Wood County Sheriff's Department, how they're handling it. It was very important, a very good interview.
I just thought of this now. I think it's September, my second run here at WFHR. I'll be 10 years in.
Wow.
I think it's September. So it's been about 10 years I've been talking with Sean. That interview was one of the biggest ones we'll ever do.
I agree.
One of the most important ones. Yep. And Sean is amazing at these interviews. He is so honest and just transparent.
It's matter of fact, transparent. He just lays it like exactly where we're at. Yeah.
Check that one out, everybody, and sign up for that newsletter. Oh, Dan Schaefer's got one on there. Cool.
Nice.
I like Dan's work.
Yep.
Go ahead and sign up for that. Get that newsletter at WFHR.com. Sign up for it. A gigantic thank you to everybody who has already signed up for it. If you care about Central Wisconsin, you care about the news, information, weather, sports of this area, that is the main newsletter you've got to have. You've got to get that newsletter. Sign on up for it, everybody, at WFHR.com. Keep in mind when you go there, and I mean WFHR.com, not WFHR/news or anything like that. That's where I think some listeners can get confused sometimes. Yeah. If you go to just WFHR.com, over to the right, you'll see a side section of our shows. Mm-hmm. They're all podcasted. We encourage you to share those and go back and listen to some ones you might have missed.
Yes.
We will be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. We go from Jimmy to Jimmy here as we welcome you back to our morning show at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Hope you all are having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morn. Mm-hmm. We got a couple of other things to get to before we wrap up the show. One of them, I think, is kind of a fun one. I don't know. Are we at the end of wedding season? Because I honestly just hear people say that, but I feel like I hear it all the time. Like, not all year long, but...
No, we're approaching it. I think there's still plenty of people to get married in September. Because the weather is still kind of nice. Hmm. I think it really follows the seasons for weddings. People like to do it in the summer and that kind of thing. But I think it starts to go down a little bit in September. Now, this is just speculation on my part. I don't know. But I think then as you get to October, it really starts to dwindle off quite a bit.
A huge apology to my family that I hope will forgive me. My brother and my sister's anniversary is in September, her wedding anniversary. My brother's wedding anniversary is in September. And my parents' wedding anniversary is in September. So I had the answer.
With your own data that you have, your small sample size, but, you know.
But, God, I hope they forgive me on that.
Oh, boy.
But I will say, you also, we wanted to journalistically mention this as well for those that don't know. Seth, you are very familiar with this topic as far as
with
where we're going.
Wedding receptions, I am. When I was a youngster, a younger man than I am now, when I could handle doing it, I did work at a convention center in Duluth. And one of the main things we did was wedding receptions because we had a lot of conference rooms and you could, you could fill them up. And so we had tons. I worked. I cannot tell you how many wedding receptions I worked. So I have heard all of these songs and they play. And there was so little diversity in terms of what the music the DJs played. You know, it's like you had to, like, they have a secret playlist that say you can only play these songs or something like that, whatever it was. So there's songs I've heard, hundreds of times at these.
when it comes to weddings, what is the most popular song at a wedding? We have it for you. Because a recent study looked at 2,000 wedding playlists on Spotify.
Oh.
It's an interesting way to do this.
Yeah, that is. That's because it's kind of the venue or where you're going to go to get the information. Yeah.
And they look for the most popular songs on there. If you have attended a wedding recently, there are a very good chance you have heard, if not one, all of these songs.
Okay. All right.
We'll go from 10 on up. Now, I do say honorable mention, the chicken dance.
Yeah, that's not going to appear, but again, between that and possibly the Hokey Pokey was also one that was played a lot.
Locomotion seems to be one, too, I feel like, is there. But yes, any song that involves a dance and making people dance, especially people you've never seen dance, but you get to see them at the wedding.
Those are the things that will drag them to the dance floor. Yep. Those are the songs that will do it.
Go to. 100 years from now, I bet you the chicken dance will be being played at weddings. Yeah. At number 10, Low from Flo Rida. When we're getting low, low, low.
Okay.
People love that one because they get to do the low, low, low part. And
there you go.
With their,
okay. Obviously, that was not a song when I was doing that was, nope, that's a new one. That's good.
A song that you will hear tomorrow, one that we used to play all the time. Carl loved it and everything. And we like to wrap up our Fridays with Walk the Moons, Shut Up and Dance.
That song is catchy as all get out. I listened to the lyrics once. It's like, it makes no sense.
No sense at all. But it is so catchy.
But it is a very catchy song.
I wouldn't have thought of it, but I could see that being a popular one at weddings.
Yes.
At number 8, Crazy in Love from Beyonce.
Totally.
Again, it's the beat. It's not against her or the lyrics or anything like that. But
big
it's
hit
that
song.
Boom, bada boom, bada boom. Mm-hmm. And it just gets you moving and everything. Yep. It's a great beat. Great beat for that one. At number 7, of course, Marry You from Bruno Mars. He has got, for a brief part of his career, so many hits.
Yeah.
I forget about that, and I forget about him in some ways, and I don't mean that as a bad
thing. No,
no. It's just surprising to me, because it's not like it was like yesterday that he was, a gigantic star, it felt like. And he's so darn talented.
Yes,
he's
really talented. Very much so.
But he's been doing a Vegas residency thing for a while.
And it does take up most of your time.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't think you'd be writing many songs.
But if you were putting together a playlist for a wedding,
makes sense.
Marry Me, I mean, it writes itself. Yep. Right there. At number 6, I Got a Feeling from Black Eyed Peas. The William Shatner of music.
Sorry. That might have been a kind of mean to Shatner on that one,
very
man.
Mean to William Shatner. I would like to apologize to William Shatner
right now.
You have accomplished way more than I have in my career. I apologize to Mr. Shatner.
Accomplished more than the Black Eyed Peas,
man,
too.
There are a few bands I can't stand. I just don't get it. I don't understand what not one of those people to me were talented enough for a record deal. I don't get it.
They were all very pretty, though. They're all very good looking. So maybe that was part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I forget which one of them, the Fergie one or whatever. Her that rendition of the national anthem was the only time I've ever seen an anthem. I've seen bad ones. I've never seen one that really insulted me. I was a kid when Roseanne did her thing, and I don't even count that.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't really her doing the anthem. It was her doing a bit, and it was horrible. And she
it
was
just was a bad idea.
Horrible, horrible moment.
Yep.
What she was doing, she was trying. And it was insulting to me as an American. I've never actually felt that hearing somebody sing that song before. But it was bad. But that song is huge. People love that song.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and more power to them. At number 5, definitely, September from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes. Well, especially if you're having your wedding in September.
Right. You gotta.
But that is an eternal song. I gotta give Beth a little bit of grief because she thought she started singing December.
I love
Beth,
that.
The name of the song is actually September.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. One of the first older song to kind of show up on this list.
Yes.
And at number 4, Mr. Brightside from the Killers.
Now, that's interesting to me.
That's very interesting to me.
Considering what the song is about.
The song is about everything.
Cheated.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Again, a fabulous song. I mean, it's great.
It's a good song, and it's one that people love to sing along to and get into the rhythm of. But, the lyrics, are you listening
to weird for a wedding,
I don't know. At number 3, from Usher and Little John and Ludacris.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
At number 2, Dancing Queen from ABBA.
That one, I mean, there were a couple of songs, and I can tell you a few more that I think were on every playlist that I listened to. That was one. Always one. And that's one of the first ones they play because they know that because of, back in the 70s, you'll get the older folks who know the song, and maybe that'll draw them out on the dance floor. But then you've got, Mamma Mia. the big musical. And so younger people know it as well because of that.
Great point.
And that makes sense to me. So, yeah, totally.
Wouldn't have thought of that part. That you're so right about that part, though. That's an interesting part of it.
Yep.
And at number one, I Want to Dance with Somebody from Whitney Houston.
Yeah, wow.
Would not have seen that
I
coming.
Would not have bet that, but
makes perfect
but
sense.
It makes perfect sense, yeah.
I kind of dig that, too. I kind of like that that's the number one right. song on all of those playlists and everything. That may be my favorite Whitney song, too. I don't have a lot of favorite Whitney songs, I'll be mm-hmm. honest, but I think that might be. No, is hers, I'm Saving All My Love for You. No, that's a different artist. That's a completely different artist.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I can't believe I did that. Yeah, that's a completely different artist. Is that Aretha? Is that, no, that's not Aretha.
No, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's going to drive me crazy.
You'll have to look it up.
But that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes.
And that's a perfect song for a wedding. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely a perfect song. So here's something interesting. So I was at my cousin's wedding, you know, last month. It was in July, yeah. And so we didn't stay for the whole reception, but we were there for when it started. And they were playing a bunch of 90s songs.
Mm.
So my cousin is like in his 20s, like his mid-20s. And I'm like, what is what,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
What? I know all these songs. What is going on here? So maybe they're the new 80s now, I guess. Maybe 90s songs are. I don't know, but it was quite surprising. I was very floored by that.
So many of the students I've had in the last 5 years know just as much about 90s music as I do.
Amazing.
It's crazy. It really is. Yeah, there's something to it. And I don't know. I'm not younger or cool or popular enough to know why. But yeah.
But you know the songs.
I've noticed that too.
You know the songs, yeah.
What was your song or what is the song that you played at your wedding that you love or you like for a wedding mm-hmm. song? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. I will say the my wedding, we didn't really have a wedding. We got married at the courthouse, and the reception was also very similar to that. So we didn't really have all that. The last wedding I was at was my oldest daughter Bria's, and we did the father-son dance to Cat Stevens' "If You Want to Sing Loud."
Oh.
So I will use that as an honorable mention.
Interesting. That's a cool one.
Yeah, she chose that. I thought that was a great choice.
I like that. That's very cool.
October. I am going to my youngest, my daughter Izzy's wedding, and I am very excited about. I also need a tailor. Anybody that knows a tailor out there that can tailor a suit that I'm swimming in, but I really need tailored.
You need to look like at least you belong in it, you know.
Please, just help a guy. I called a couple seamstresses, and they told me that there is nobody in the area that does tailoring. You can't find anybody
surprising.
That does suits anymore, man.
That's crazy.
That's
and
nuts.
It's not surprising.
I can't get that on Amazon. I can't get that.
No.
Like, I was a little surprised.
Where are all the tailors?
That.
Come yeah. on. Where have all the tailors gone?
Where have all the tailors gone? Where's that song, Paula Cole? Speaking of 90s music, Jesus.
Speaking of 90s music.
We want to know what songs you played at your wedding or any song that you might like. Do you have anything off the top of your head, whether it was at your wedding, Seth, or one that you played at your run when you were doing that job?
Well, the one that really sticks out is Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll.
Oh, okay.
That one I think I heard at every single one. Unfortunately, probably Mambo Number 5.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like everyone. Oh, my goodness. So that one got a little old. For our wedding, for Beth and I's wedding, the song that we did our dance to was a song called When Did You Fall in Love with Me by Chris Rice.
Huh.
Which if you've listened to, Chris Rice is kind of a interesting artist. He does a lot of Christian music, but he also does, you know, regular mm-hmm. plus pop music kind of stuff. And that was a big hit actually on adult contemporary radio back in the 2000s, you know, the 2010s and stuff, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
So that's the one we danced to. I do remember one of the songs that that I wanted to include. It was The Book of Love. Which is a song that it's been done by many artists. The Peter Gabriel version is the one that we did because I think that's a fantastic version of that one. And then one that everyone should do. All right, everyone needs to do at your wedding if you're planning or you're having an anniversary. The greatest dance song of all time, which is "Groove Is in the Heart" by D'Lite.
Yes, nice.
Greatest dance song of all time.
Yeah. But if you're looking for the slow dance song, I think that if I was ever to or anything like that, I would almost, my one demand maybe for the wedding, other than I get to wear orange in some part of my suit, is Unforgettable from Nat King Cole.
Yes.
I think it might be the most romantic song of all time.
Actually, you know what? The duet with Natalie Cole on that one is actually
incredible.
It may be a little bit better than his original version. Because they blend so well together. Yeah.
I got goosebumps when you said that because I was thinking of watching. I think it was the Grammys they did that live. Mm-hmm. And they got him on the
they board. Had that video of him. Yeah.
It's one of the greatest moments on TV I've ever seen, I think. Mm-hmm. For me. I love that moment. And it was the timing. I couldn't get over how well that was timed out for live TV and everything. Yep. It's really good. You're right. That's a great version. And we'd love to hear yours. Let us know, everybody. For now, I wanted to get to this good story of the day as we're going to lead into more good stories when we come back. A skunk trapped at the bottom of a skating bowl at a Pennsylvania skate park was rescued by a man who used his leash and his skateboard to give the animal an assist.
What?
This is somebody going out of their way not to help a cute, cuddly dog or cat, but a skunk.
A skunk. A literal skunk.
An animal. Every one of us is just, from the earliest of memories, the first time you hear of a skunk, you hear about staying away from them.
Right. And then the first time you've smelled the smell, and you're like, oh, now I see. That's why.
Daniel Galvin said she was out walking her dog and reading when she came across the man attempting to rescue the skunk. Galvin posted a video to TikTok showing the man lowering a leash attached to his board down into the skate bowl, where the skunk grabbed hold of the handle with its mouth. The man was then able to hoist the skunk back to the flat pavement. Galvin posted a second video showing the man attempting to get the skunk to let go of the leash, resulting in a brief tug of war before he allowed the animal to take the leash.
I'm going to let the skunk win on that one.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight him for the leash. Yeah. You can take the leash.
Yeah. The skunk's got better weapons.
Yeah exactly. We are defenseless against that.
I'm not big about this in my life, but discretion is a better part of valor sometimes. Yeah.
Yes.
Take the leash. So just a cool story.
That's a really cool story,
You can find that at upi.com, everybody, upi.com.
Do a little skunk fishing, huh? All right.
Skunk fishing. We're gonna ask our outdoorsmen about that one. We'll come back with some more show for you. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Seth and James here to wrap up the show, take it to the top of the hour. Stick around. Got nothing but great civic media programming lined up for you throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And other great stuff like the Rapids Report. We'll have new editions of the Rapids Report streaming for you at WFHR.com. Head on over there this afternoon and check them out. Mm-hmm. We are going to be joined by UW Extension Wood County's Allison John Jack. She'll be calling in.
Very
we'll be
cool.
Talking with her.
Yeah.
I like talking with Allison. She's a great one. I always learn stuff from her. And in part two, we're heading to Rome with Visit Rome and Jillian Alekna.
All right.
Jillian and I always have fun going over everything that is happening in the Rome area. That place is just
it's always hopping, man.
There's more and more stuff going on every time she joins us. A big shout out to our friends at the Visit Rome Bureau. A
lot of fun stuff.
And, of course, high school football is back.
Oh, my gosh.
Football.
I can't believe it.
Football. Siren versus Port Edwards tonight, right here in Rapids. Mike, Randy, Seth going to have that one for you over in her sister station, 105.5 WIRI, the home of high school sports.
I think I'm going to actually count this year. I'm going to find out how many games we actually do through the spring, through the whole school year. I'm going to say, gosh, I'm going to make a little bit of a prediction here. It's going to be, I'm going to say like 150.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I might be low on that too. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see, but that's my guess.
There is nobody covering more high school sports than us at this studios, and we are very proud of that.
You are correct, sir.
And we're very proud of doing that with our sponsors. We encourage all you businesses out there to be a part of things. Your business will be mentioned in every one of those 150 games multiple times.
Yep.
You're supporting kids. You're supporting local radio. You're supporting local.
Yep.
Encourage you to reach out to our front desk, 424-1300. Talk to Pam. She'll put you in touch with our amazing sales team and get you a part of this.
Yes, we have a great group of sponsors again this year, so thank you all for doing that.
At 6:50 tonight on 105.5 WIRI, Siren versus Port Edwards, right here in Rapids, as you were saying earlier over there, that they don't have lights over at Port Edwards, they're playing this game at the stadium.
At Rapids here in town, so they can play a little bit later, which is really cool. So,
And keep in mind, tomorrow we'll have an edition of Playmakers for you from 4 to 5, our live sports call-in show, and your tailgate for Marcusan versus Assumption. More high school football.
Yes, yes. We're so much football this year. Oh, my gosh. It's very exciting, though, and we're very happy to do it.
Just put it in my system. I just need it more.
That's right.
So happy to have high school season back. Mm-hmm. This is our tonight is our inaugural game, a start of the new high
start
school
season. Start of the season.
Looking forward to that.
Does that mean summer is officially done now? And maybe it does.
It's hard to say. Well, not yet, because we caught a couple more Lunch by the River.
Oh, that's right. So that still counts. That still counts.
And we got a great segue into Lunch by the River, Seth.
It's going on right now, everyone. The Downtown Farmers Market, right along the beautiful Wisconsin River on First Avenue South. Of course, that is open every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go on down there, find all the great stuff. They have the fresh fruits, vegetables. You might see an egg roll. Get some lunch when you're there, too. Or maybe an appetizer before you head on down to Lunch by the River at Veterans Park.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really good one today. They've only got two more left of the season, and they're going to let it all out there. Yep. Today from 11:30 to 1 over at Veterans Memorial Park, you not only have some great food from some of our favorite local food trucks, mm-hmm. a shout-out to all them, but the Central Wisconsin Choristers are going to be down there.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Great entertainment from them. Mm-hmm. Grab your lunch or get some lunch at Lunch by the River and enjoy these final two that we have. Enjoy Veterans Park, and a big shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, good weather today too. That's always a plus.
Really appreciate the work that they do over there. This afternoon, we got great music for you.
Got more music for you. Of course, our good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor are going to be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on 18th Street South from 2 to 4. They do it every first and third Thursday of the month. It is free, everyone. Does not cost anything, but these are hungry musicians. So you should give them a tip. We'd always encourage you to make a little donation to the for their time and their fine performances, because it's always fun. It's always a great time to listen to some good jazz and listen to Pete tell stories.
One of the best MCs in the state, Pete Revelle.
Love
Pete. I see what you did there with the hungry musicians.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Speaking of hunger, we have way too many people hungry in our community. We encourage you to spread the word about what Focus does every Thursday. They have their neighborhood meals available. Meals are served on Thursdays 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room itself is opened at 4:15 for seating. Entrance is through the pantry doors with a small waiting area for your convenience. They do this over at the Sparhawk
Building, yep.
Mm-hmm. Building, 2321 West Grand Avenue. Shout out to Sparhawk.
Yep.
We appreciate them doing this and spread the word about this so we make sure nobody is hungry in our community.
If you haven't been down there, it's a fantastic facility that have been set up. So you're totally right, Sparhawk, for giving them the space to do it, and it's great. It's fantastic.
Got a blood drive opportunity for you going on tomorrow from 9 to 2 over at my old stomping grounds in Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South. If you can donate, we greatly appreciate you doing that. Head on over there and do so. And got more blood drives coming up that we'll be talking about as we get closer to them.
Ooh, I'm going to be in Lincoln tonight. We got the freshman orientation for parents tonight, and it's kind of hard to believe. Wow.
Man, that's awesome. That's amazing. That
anyway.
Wild. Yeah. I wish all the parents with that one.
Yep.
And the Run, Walk, and Roll with our ODC at Rooted in Red is taking place this Saturday, August 23rd, starting at 3. Run, Walk, or Roll, be a part of this one. It's free and open to the public. You can purchase an event t-shirt. You just got to get on that right away. Mm-hmm. To keep in mind, the Roll part of this is amazing. Two of the better bands in all of Central Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh.
4 to 6, the Antwerp. Antoinettes.
Amazing.
Joined us on these airwaves many times.
Yes, they
amazing
have.
Band. Mm-hmm. And then from 6 to 9, Southbound.
Local favorites.
Oh, love them. That's so cool. Good on all the artists being a part of this one.
Yep.
They're going to have food trucks, raffle baskets, wine and liquor pull, 50-50 raffle. You can find the event on their Facebook page. Go ahead and check that out. And, of course, a big shout-out to our friends at Rooted in Red at 1060 Center Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Check them out if you haven't in a while. And be sure to be a part of things with the ODC. This is pretty much their biggest fundraiser of the year.
Right.
When you're helping this, you're helping our community. You're helping the clients over there at ODC, which helps our community.
Right. And by the way, this is really cool, because I just was reminded yesterday, because the ODC was here and they were talking to people, their big old haunted house is on the way in just a couple of months, and they got to be able to pay for that because it's free. They don't charge anything for that. For it.
Help out, whether it's the wine and liquor pool, the 50-50 raffles, economy, and helps out our community.
You got it.
Make be a part of the Run, Walk, and Rock and Roll with the ODC and Rooted in Red going on this Saturday starting at 3. Get over there and register at odcinc.com. SethKnight.com.
Yes.
And Seth, September is right around the corner.
It's coming out.
Playing September. We're singing it.
Yes, we will.
And getting our old but our well-used books together.
Yes, because and I'm going to do something a little different with this one. I'm going to speak to one person in particular, Laura. You need to drop off your books, okay? She was telling me about it yesterday. Okay, Laura, you need to drop off the books. You need to head down to 310 First Avenue South, the Moravian Church, in the parking lot. There's a book bin right there. And make sure you do it before September. You should do it now, though. Don't wait till September 15th.
Yeah, don't wait. Get him over there.
The book sale is October 9th through the 11th, so hope to see you there, too.
Thank you to everybody who has already donated to that amazing cause and the great work that they're doing there over at the Moravian Church. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind everybody as well to sign up for that WFHR newsletter.
Ooh, just an hour away, yeah.
Our team works so darn hard on these things, and if you care about Central Wisconsin, you care about the Central Wisconsin area happenings, news, weather, mm-hmm. sports, there's only one place to go, WFHR.com.
Yep.
Bookmark that page and sign up for that newsletter, everybody.
Yes.
Got a new one in less than an hour, yep. or a little over an hour. Yeah. Going to be over there. Check that out.
An hour.
Big thank you to our team.
Yes.
Great work, everybody, on that one. Some good stories from around the world. A four-year-old near Detroit called 911 last weekend to tell them how much he loves soccer and swimming. Jeez.
And he needed to tell them.
He really needed to tell them. Cops, of course, did a welfare check, found out his brother's birthday was Sunday, and came back with gifts, and they bought him a soccer net.
Oh, wow.
They, of course, also taught him about 911, and it's not good to, you know, you only call
for emergencies. That's right.
A big time tip of the hat to our officers over there for doing that.
Above and beyond.
Yeah.
Above and beyond.
Such
way to
cool
go, guys.
Story. That's so cool. There's some great video out there of it, too, mm-hmm. everybody, if you want to check that out. And have you heard of the app Focus Friend yet? It's called Focus Friend. YouTuber Hank Green is behind it, and it just became the number one free app on the App Store and passing ChatGPT.
Whoa.
It's supposed to help you focus and avoid time-wasting apps like TikTok. There's a little character that wants to knit stuff, but it can only focus if you focus to avoid those apps. You trade in stuff it knits for things to decorate your little room with and everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a bad idea.
If it helps.
Hey, if it helps people, that's really cool.
And a big shout out to our delivery drivers and all postal workers out there. Mm-hmm. A postal worker near Philly named Sarah Vandalier recently saved a random guy's life. She was in the middle of her route when she saw a car veer off the road. Turned out the driver was having a medical emergency.
Oh, dear.
She did chest compressions until the paramedics got there. She handed it off to them, and then she went back on her route. She didn't find out he survived until a month later.
Wow.
She said it was like a gift getting to meet up with him in person again later and I have this conversation.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
a cool story.
That's very cool.
We'll be back with more show tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.